USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's going to punish Russian companies that tried to interfere in our elections and also committed cyber attacks on federal agencies in the U.S. Biden said he made it clear to Russian President Vladimir Putin he could still go further, but he's choosing to wait.
The United States is not looking to kick off a cycle of escalation and conflict with Russia. We want a stable, predictable relationship.
The attorney for the family of Dante Wright, the black man who was shot to death in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, by a white police officer last Sunday, says they have a lot of questions about the shooting. Attorney Benjamin Crump.
Well, it's very difficult for this family to accept that this is an accident when you have a veteran who's been on the police force for 26 years.
This is USA Radio News.
And I drive him. Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge. Instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
The CDC says it's still investigating some reactions from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Agency advisors are pausing J&J vaccinations until they know if the vaccine is to blame for severe blood clots that have been reported in several cases. As far as people that have received the J&J vaccine, Dr. Ann Schuchat is the principal director of the CDC.
If you got the vaccine more than 3 weeks ago and you're feeling fine, you know, you really have an extremely low risk and don't need to be concerned. But if you got it more recently, keep an eye out for a severe headache that doesn't go away, bad stomach pain that doesn't go away, difficulty breathing, which is always a sign to let your doctor know or seek medical attention, and possibly swelling and pain in a leg.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats are hoping to alter the amount of justices on the Supreme Court. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has the story.
More partisan politics as Democrats want to pack the Supreme Court with an additional four justices. President Biden once called adding more justices a bonehead idea. President Clinton nominee, liberal Justice Stephen Breyer, also speaks out at the Harvard Law School.
The court is guided by legal principle, not politics. Structural alteration motivated by the perception of political influence can only feed that latter perception, further eroding that trust.
Court packing is a phrase coined by Indiana newspaper publisher Edward Rumley, you know, the same Edward Rumley that the feds convicted for operating a newspaper with funds supplied by the imperial German government. It was a pro-German newspaper, after all. President Coolidge granted him a presidential pardon in 1925. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former Vice President Mike Pence now has a pacemaker. He had the surgery after experiencing a slow heart rate. He's 61 years old. His office reported the procedure was successful, and he's expected to make a full recovery. He's expected to return to his normal activity in a few days. In a statement, Pence said his family had been truly blessed by the work of dedicated healthcare professionals. Pence did have a previously disclosed heart condition. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.